That's in the middle of the sugya from yesterday. So just a few minutes to try to cool everyone in a little bit, because the mamakaimis and the kudis that I want to say now, I think, are very important in the whole sugya. When there's a sugya that has come up more than once, and that is, we were discussing yesterday, what is the gather of the Torah of Bala Dimai? Is the Pshat, you're not a Shayim B'chal, or is it just the Ptur in Tashlumin? And neither, we're also clearing the same Shayim L'gabe, the Ptur of Avodim, Shtarois, and Karkois, same Shayim. I mean, not necessarily Tali Haba, but same questions. Yesterday, we mentioned that on this question, the machlokes between the shach and the nesivus and the katzah lekatzah. Shach, to answer the Rambam, why the Rambam says that pshi is mitamazik. That's why he chay by karka. You know this here. Karka is snai from dinei shaimrim. But pshi is mazik. So if you chay, you eat my karka. The rabbi asked, and Cain, if she is mazik, why is she a b'bayil and potter? Why by baldima is there a p'tur? Because why by karka there's no p'tur of pshia, and baldima there is? So Shach famously answers that there's a fundamental difference between baldima and avodim and karka. By baldima, you're not a shayim b'chal. And therefore, you're not a shayim b'chal, there's no dim pshia. Pshia is a mazik, is only in the context of the parish of Shaimrim. But if you're not a Shaimrim, Bechal, if you're not a Shaimrim, there's no Pshim and Tamazik. It's not Mam Pshay and someone else's thing, there's not Mam Mazik. Pshay and Kebay Karka, and Avodim, Shtara is there, and the Miyut is not, you're not a Shaimrim, Bechal. There the Miyut is in the Tashlumin, in the Shvua, and therefore, but if you're Pshay, you're Nismay from the Chiyuvim of Shaimrim. But Pshay is a gather of Mazik. In the context of a shayim, it's a gather of a mazik. So yichai, you mean by avod. That's the shach's chilek. The nesivus said pum fakeret. Nesivus is talking about lagabe shlichas yad. Nesivus is talking about lagabe shlichas yad. He brought a raya, the mother of Mem Aleph, that by bol of imoy, even by bol of imoy, He's still chayim and shlichas yad. Hashem came by karka. He brought an alleged Beis Yosef, that says that there's no shlichas yad by shtaros, by karka and avada. So, Nesiva says, for the fact that the Shlichas Yad, that shows that you're a Shaimer. The parish of Shlichas Yad was said in the parish of Shaimer. The Shlichas Yad by Bol of Imai, it must be that you consider a Shaimer. That's why Chayav is Shlichas Yad. Hashem came back Karka, over there, you're not a Shaimer at all. You're not a Shaimer at all. Now, the Nesivus is going to have to deal with the Ravid, right? The Shach is Machiach from Bolavim, Pshir B'Bailim, that Bolavim, you are a Shaimer. So the Nesivus holds, remember that Bolavim, Shach is Machiach from the fact that you're potter by Pshia, that by Baldim you're not a Shomer. So how is the Nesivus going to deal with that? And they also understand how is the Shach going to deal with the Gemara when the Nesivus is right. Right? So we have two questions over here. Because we have a Raya from the Rambam that Baldim is potter on Pshia. Yeah? That Chayr the Shach says you see not a Shomer by Baldim. It's a p'tur in the whole Chi of Shmira. And we have in the same as Raya that by Baal of Imai, Yechayev Shlichas Yad. So Chayev is your Hashem. So each one has got an answer for the other one's Raya. So the Nesivis himself, if you look at the Nesivis in Shin Aleph, I forgot to bring it. If you look at the Nesivis in Shin Aleph. The Nesivis in Shin Aleph discusses why is Pshiyah Bailim Pater. And then he makes a cheshbin, not like the Shach, that says that the Pshiyah is not a shayim b'chal by Baal Yom, and that's why he Pater by Pshiyah. He just says because he makes a cheshbin in the Gemara. That it comes makes chesh in the Gemara that we say mikudish lefano lefnei fano. So meila the Gemara that we're going to see mitzvah Hashem soon that the ubol of imoy lo yeshalim. It says by shayol goes back on shemachinim also. So we see in the chesh in the pesukim the chesh in the drashes there's a ptur of ubol of imoy even by pshil. Yeah. So even though you are considered a shaymer. Right? But still, there's a p'tor even by Pshia. So the fact that they don't have to come, say at Pshach, that Pshach is not a Shayim B'chon, that's why you pop there. Pshach is a special p'tor. The p'tor of Baal Yom, Lo Yishalem, Harei, the Gemara makes the Chesh, and goes back even to Shem Echinam. I mean, what's Shem Echinam Chayim B'chal, Shem Echinam Loi Chayim in Pshia? So you see, it goes even on Pshia. So that's why the Nesivis has himself covered. So now, but the big problem is the Shach. What's the Shach in the Gemara Mem Aleph that says that there's a Chiv Shlichas Yad by Baal of Imoy? Right, Gemara says, if I would have looked out from Shayol, I would have said, Dayoy, Labam and Adin, and there wouldn't have been Shlichas Yad by Baal of Imoy. But now that it says Shlichas Yad, Hashem Achin, Hashem Esachar, may we say, even my Baal Bima Yechai. So Chayra must be the Yohar Shaymer.
He's doing away with the fact that he's with the Baal. He's because the Baal wants to have the thing protected, and he's doing the opposite. So he's saying, I'm not Ima, I'm Shalach Yad. But Imoy, you don't have to be Ima Malach even.
As long as you're Ima B'shas HaShayla. Ima B'shas HaShayla, Pat is everything. And that, but we say, Yisrael Chayim, Shechaz Yad, it must be the Yisrael Shayim Melchayim. So, like this. So, Uchayr, the Shach will have to answer that. Shach will answer. Maybe like the Stipler. So the Stipler over here wants a tiny like this. Stipler wants a tiny that this that we say, yeah? This that we say.
The Nesivis brings it up. It's not like the Stipler. The Nesivis brings it up.
You know what I'm about to say? You know what I'm about to say?
The Kalzakar.
You know what I'm about to say? You don't know what I'm about to say. So before you interrupt me, let me say what I want to say. Then you can ask whatever you want. Akiva's back. we didn't have this like. I'm rusty a little bit, you know. The disciple wants to suggest that even if you want to say like the Shach, yeah, that by Baal Vima you're not considered a Shaymer, right? Meaning you don't have Dinei Shmir, you don't have a Chiv to watch. Baal Yom punishes you from the chiyuv to watch also, right? But he says, Saif go Saif, you are a shayil. Metzias, you're a shayil. Metzias, you're shemachina. You don't have to watch, but it's given to you to watch. You're punished from watching, right? But Saif go Saif, you are a shayil, right? Saif go, you're using it. You're a shayil. Metzias, you're a shayil. You might not have a chiyuv to watch, but Metzias, you're a shayil. And Mela. Zok the Stipler, Ken Zayin, that's enough, they should be chayiv, that's enough, that they should be shaykh mechayiv with shlichas yad. Because Zayin Basayiv, even though you don't have a chayiv to watch, but there's a metzias of a shaymer over here. You know, yeah, I'm a chayyut to walk, but there's a metzias of a shaymer over here. Mameila, it's a chiddush, it's a huge chiddush, yeah. The disciple wants to suggest, ken zay, that's why it's shaykh shlichas yad. Because there's a metzias of a shaymer over here. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I think that what the disciple is saying is mucha, you know, it's a wild chiddush, it's a shver avar. Yeah, it's a very, very mechudush to gavar. To say that even though Bebailim patters you even from watching, you're not mechuyev to watch. But Saif to Saif, you consider it to be a shomer, enough the chayiv that there should be a parish of shlichus yad. I think that it's muchach that says such a word in the Raj. Didn't seem to me that anyone was looking at the Raj this morning, unless everyone finished by the time I got there, huh? The Rajba and Shavuos, Daf Membeis, which is actually the din that the Nesivis wants from the Beis Yosef, where he allegedly, the disciple said there's no such Beis Yosef. We'll see if anything maybe fakered. Yeah, we allegedly sees in the Beis Yosef that by avodin, shtarois and karkois, there's no chiyuv of shlichus yad. Yeah, so that Beis Yosef is quoting this Rashi. That Beis Yosef is quoting this Rashi. He quotes part of it, but there's another part to the Rashi. The Rashi is going on the Mishnah, which is in Shavuos, also in Bar Metzia, that Eil Devarim She'ein Nishbayim Aleihen, Avodim, Karkois, and Hekdeshes. Yeah, Klal Prat Klal, Ramayit, Avodim, Shtorois, and Hekdesh from Shavuos. The more Mishnah says, Shemachinam Einai Nishba. Shemachinam Einai Nishba. So the discussion in Rishayim, what about by Pshir? Shemachinam is Einai Nishba. Right? What if he's Bashaya? That's the Rambam. Right? That even though Karka is a Smayit, but Pshir Chayiv. So that's really dig for the Mishnah. Because Mishnah says, Shemachinam Einai Nishba. Shemachinam Einai Nishba. Mashma. He has no chiv shvor. There's no shvor. But let's say we noticed Adim that he was Peshea. Shemachinam was Adim that he was Peshea. He's chai. Right? That's the Rambam's Dag in the Mishnah. The Rambam says no. Hogai Nishba Labla Meim. Shemachinam Eidish Pasha. They asked to pay. Even not Tasi. Shemachinam Tayr Lechayim Bishmirasan. Tayr Tam Chayim in the Shmira. Of karka, right? Ukeshem Shem esachim mishal, kach Shem achinam ein mishal. V'teida midamrinon. Listen to this Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael. Midamrinon lishma v'loy lechalik laniyim. There's a halacha. Batrin leafil mepshit yisav b'shil perkachayvo. There's a halacha that there's no dinei shmira on mois staka. Lishma v'leil chalik laniyim is a miyut in the parish of Shmira, yeah, and in the parish of Shaimrim. Lishma v'leil chalik laniyim upatzilay filo mitpshia. Ela mishum l'shvuah gav Hashem achinam k'siv. Why is the Mishnah only talking about shvuah? Because that's what it says in the Torah about Hashem achinam shvuah. So we hop on that by karka Hashem achinam doesn't swear. By erechlami Hashem achinam doesn't pay either by karka. Now what did the Rashba say? First of all, he said, sharei loy chayiva b'shmirasa. Yeah, harei loy chayiva b'shmirasa. Yeah. Lechayev v'shmirasa. And he shtel suit to lechal ganim by tzedaka pashas. There's no shmir b'chal. Lishmar v'lo lechale. That's zicha a patur in the chiyev shmirah. Right? Lishmar v'lo lechale. So it's clear in the Rashba that by karka. It's not just a miyad on the shvur, it's not just a miyad on the chiyav tashlumin. On karka, you're not a shayim b'chla. You're not a shayim b'chla. Right? which is Batsim like the Nesivis. Which is like the Nesivis. Right? He says, by Kag, you're not a Shayim, by Bailam, you are a Shayim. But, ironically, yeah, this same Rajba that the Nesivis wants to prove that there's a Chiv Shlichas Yad, that there's no Chiv Shlichas Yad, and that's what the Nesivis wants to say because you're not a Shayim, that's why there's no Shlichas Yad. But in this Rajba, it's Mochach, yeah, that there is a Chiv of Shlichas Yad. Even by character.
Said Tzarech Ian, like he didn't understand it. The Rashba didn't, this is the Rashba's problem. That's why I said Tzarech Ian. How could it be there's a Chiyav of Shalosh Lech Liyad if you're not a Shomer? He ends off like the Tzarech Ian was that.
You know, Akiva. Everyone here did not necessarily see the Rashba. Everyone doesn't know what I'm about to say. So at least give me the that I should say what the Rajba says before you ask for 13 kashas on what I'm about to say. No? Aleph Beis? Okay. Well, it's good to be back. Says the Rajba. Oy Driisi v'mitzas rabbi saying us a fatim. The Shemachinam potter afmen ashvul. Shloishoch bayad. Mesheine b'shusoy. The mekol hashvuos. Patra Kasim. Sakiva. If he did see the Rajba, so what does the Rajba say?
You're
Patra from the Shvua. Why are you Patra from the Shvua? Because you're Patra from Shlichas Yad? Kiva, you saw the Rajba. Yeah, what does the Rajba say? He said there are Rishonim, the Chachmei Tzerfatim, the Bali Atayses that want to say that by Karka, by karka, what's the halacha? Is there a shvua? Does the shayim have to swear on the karka? Shleishoch beyad. The chachmei sarfatim say that no shvua. And this is the part that B'seris brings down. And this is the part that the chayim want to say. This is what the nesivis means when he wants to bring a raya from here that there's no chiv shlichas yad. By karaka, and right, and hence there's no chiyuv shmir b'chal. You see this? He says there's no chiyuv, there's no shvur shloshalach bayad. So the receivers understands that to mean because you put them shlichas yad. And that the Rajba says v'etz arach liyim. But what does the Rajba say? Why is there no Shavuah and Shlichas Yad?
Because he's
Pater
from
Shavuah. Because he's Pater from Shavuah. The Mikol Shavuah is Pater HaKasav. The Torah Pater of most Shavuahs. Does he say because you Pater and Shlichas Yad? No, Adarabah. It's Mukha from the Rajba. You Chayef for Shlichas Yad. But you Pater and Shavuah because the Torah Pater Karka all Shavuahs. Including the Shavuah, Shlichas Yad. So what are you telling me? Oh, we see from here, there's no Shlichas Yad, so must be not a Shaymer. If any bumfucker, it's Mukhan Rajba, and this is what the Beis Yosef quotes, that there is a Chiv Shlichas Yad. That's why this behavim me, and you should have to switch for Shlach Bayad. Comes again the Balei Taisvis, and they say, no Shvuah and Shlichas Yad. Why? Because but there are no Shvuahs. There's no Shvuah on Karka, including the Shvuah and Shlichas Yad. And even on that, the Rajba says Tzarech Liyim. He's not sure. Maybe the Shvuah Shlichas Yad is different than other Shvuahs. I'm not sure what the Tzarech Liyim is.
See if he's Maida,
he has to pay. Yes. That's what it said. Yes. He's just part of the Shvuah. He's part of more Shvuahs. Takapan, what do we see from this Rajba, by his side? What comes out of this Rajba? On one hand, the Rajba said, L'chayr b'feirish, that by karka you're not a shomer. Sharei Torah l'chayv b'shmirasan. By karka you're not a shomer. God, like the Nesivis wants to say. Not like the Shach. On the other hand, what does the Rajba say? Y'chayv b'shlichas yad. Y'chayv b'shlichas yad. So how does that work? If you're not a shayim, why are you chayef shlichas yad?
It's technically your shayim.
Elamai, it's mukha like the stipler. As much as I don't like the stipler, this particular verse is the stipler. Yeah? to me, it was very, very mechudishtik to say that there's any significance in the fact that you're enacting shaymer, even though there are no dinim to your shmir b'chal. Yeah, by shay like here more. So if you're using it, right? But by shay mechinam, okay, whatever. Yeah, but akapanim lechayra. The only way to explain this is to say, even though you're talking out of shaymer, but harei lechayra. That's the chard of a pashit that the parash shlichus yad has to do with shaymer. The parash shlichus yad was said in the parash of shaymer. That's just said in the parash of shaymer. So Meila, the Raj was saying, no Kiyuv Shmira. So how could the Raj turn around, Techdei Dibur, and say that Yechai Veshlich Vazyad, although you're not Chai Veshvor, he's Mesopic, but Yechai Veshlich Vazyad, Teretz is Lechai Veshlich Vazyad, then technically you're some type of Shimer. So Chaira, and Meila, Legabe, Balavimoi, the Shach could say the same thing. And when the Gemara says it by Balavimoi, Gemara said, "Bal vimoi, you're chayv v'shlichas yad." The Shach will tell you, "You're right. Even though I'm proving the Rambam, you're not a shaymer at all. But still, you're chayv. Still, you're chayv for bal vim. Still, you're chayv v'shlichas yad because seif kaseif, you have some type of shem shaymer on you." Yes, Akiva.
Then, you're bringing a support to the Shach from the Rishon of Hosek Nesivus.
The Rashba says the one Rishon we have says this crazy idea that Stipulus says is the one who argues on that's right. So who says the Rishon holds like the Shach, which says it sells us about it. Again, I'm showing and I'm proving a concept. Now I'm going to copy and paste that concept to the enemy, to the Rashba, who says the opposite, but the Shach needs it by Bal Vimoy. The Rashba needs it by Karka. But the idea is it. The structure is there. Where are you going to apply it? Okay, each one can apply it where he wants to apply it. But the concept is true. There's nothing to show with that. Now,
in the Dibura of the Rashba.
I'm not plugging in any Dibura.
You're only taking this aspect, but not the aspect that I'm not taking anything.
I'm just taking an idea that Shaykh to say that even though there's no Chiyuv Shmira, still the Shlichus Yad, like the Stipler. So now, I'll take that idea and put it, apply it to Bal Vimoi. It's not like now.
This one that Bal Vimoi, you're touching the Shira.
And the Siv is also busy. Yes, that's in Shinalev, but not from Lamedus of the Shach. Not because you're not a Shain. The Siv is all you are a Shain. Because it means Rav Shulchan Yad. Elmai, it's also chesh from the pesukim. Now, so that I felt this round, I think, is very important. My Malkan, the God made this child, and that's how the Shach learned the Gemara. Now, Milach Yisa, the whole time we're saying the Shach and the Rambam, the chiluk between the Bal Vimoi, the reason why the Potter of Shia. It's because you're not a shem. El Chayra, the fair Rambam, not. And this, the fair Rambam, not. Okay. There's a way of saying the Rambam, which could keep the structure of the Shach, not what the Shach is saying, but that also I don't think works. Let me explain. The Rambam says. Perak Aleph, the Chesiris Locha, Dalid, at a sugya of Shemesh Masla Shaymer. Ancient history. Shemesh Masla Shaymer. Oh, remember this concept?
Maybe it's like the back.
Deep. Recesses of your memory. Shake out the cobwebs, you know. Kitzer, Vashtay in the Rambam. The Rambam says, like this, that if you're Maya in the Shmir, the first Shimer gives to another Shimer, he's a Maya in the Shmira, so he's Chai. Yeah? Even though he's looking at a case where the Bailam is Rogil to give it to the second guy, but if he's Maya in the Shmira, still he's Chai. Okay? We'll accept that as fact. Says the Rambam, Ketzi Yimai Bishmarasai. Yeah? Kagoyin Shay Mufkin Esla Beschar, and he gave it to the second guy Bechinam. Yeah? Or it was, by him it was Sheila, and he gave it Beschar. So in other words, he downgraded the Shemira. See, he's Chayiv. He's downgraded Shemira. Pesheyahu, yeah, Umashal. That's the fact that you downgrade the Shemira. That itself is a Peshia. So Meila, you're Chayiv. Okay? Says the Rambam, Sharei, Hoyitzi Dover, Afapish Shal, Oyisha Sachar Babaylam. Even though, listen carefully, by say, the Shomer, the first Shomer, was Bebailim. Okay? Yeah? The first Shomer is Bebailim. And then he goes ahead and gives the second Shomer. Says the Rambam, a lower grade Shmira. Yeah? Says the Rambam, is Chayim. Why? Shari Hoyt Yedavra Shomer, Miyadai. Liad Shomer Acher. Ouch. Shari Haitzi Hadavar Hashamur Miyadai Liad Shomer Acher. Umad Bebailim Bolavimoi Lo Yishale. But if you take it and give it to somebody else, a lower grade Shomer Yichai. Yeah? One second. If Bolavimai is the Pshat, you're not Chayiv in Shmir Bechlau, so what do you mean that Arihoitzi Adover Hashem Miyadoi Liad Shem Racher? What Dover Shomer? So you could be Matche, which I think is a very big daich. You say, but Saif Kosai, but Maisa, even though he's not hired to watch it, Mustami is watching it. But you can't punish a guy for doing extra, yeah? So he's saying, I'm Chayiv, I'm considered Peshay, because here it was watched, and now it's not watched. But I don't have to watch it, right? So even if you want to say, naturally I'm watching it, Ulai.
You need Shomer, just it's Pshia. Why is it Pshia?
What?
Why is it Pshia?
No, that's what I'm saying. You can say that Shomer is that's called Pshia because my servant's watch.
There's no responsibility.
You're arguing my svara. I said, I like this. I said, you could be Matche. Yeah? But I don't think it's true. You could be Matche and say, servant's watch, that's true. But it's not true. If I'm not Mechuyif to watch it, so then how could I be Chayiv for downgrading a Shmira on something that I'm not Mechuyif to watch? Well,
maybe he's a lower Shem Shomer. What doesn't matter is how much Shmira you give, but what your Shem Shomer is. And he has a Shem Shomer stuff, and he has a Shem Shomer Hinam. Like the same thing they were saying with being Pater because you still have a Shem Shomer there. Oh, yeah.
So that's his Ram over here, yeah? The Maestro Magmishna over here says, Magmishna says, Bein Sheol Abaylan Pateres Ela L'Shoimer Sheshol Abaylan Avloi L'Shoimer Sheini Shleshol Abaylan Barishin Mischayiv Al Rishus Hasheini. Cryptic words. The Rishin Mischayiv, the Torah of Balavima is only on the Rishus of the first Shoim, who the Balavima was with. But not in Rishus Hashem, it's a male of the first guy's Chayim Rishus Hashem. So, Rabbi Ber brings this Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. You see, he's working with the Rabbi Chayim. The Rabbi Chayim is also coming to answer the Rabbi's Kasha, that what if she isn't Hamazik, why are you partner of Baladima? Yeah, that big Kasha. So Reb Chaim basically says the svara of the Shach, Pel Barat calling the Shach by name. He basically makes the chil between Karaka that you are a Shomer and Balavima you're not a Shomer. Reb Chaim says it in a very, very interesting way, in like crazy way. Yeah? And Baruch Ber proves Reb Chaim's Nusach from this Rambam. I'll explain. Rabbi Barber says, I'm going to say the words, I'm not saying I understand them. I'm going to tell you the words. Rabbi Barber says that, by Baal of Imai, yeah, you are considered a Shomer, but it's Chal a Patur Shmira in the Shmira. So you're a Shomer, but with a Patur to watch it. Baal of Imai is by Karka, right? By Karka, you have a Chiv to watch it. By Baal of Imai, you don't have a Chiv to watch it. But not that you're not a Shomer b'chal. You're a Shomer, but it's Chal a Patur to watch. The Meili says that's the Nusach. They call it Shomer b'chal. Yeah? It's a strange idea, obviously, right?
Sounds like the Seifa.
No. So I'm saying that's me not a shomer. He's saying you are a shomer. You're a shomer.
You're
a shomer. No. Shomer is saying that you're mitzvahs of a shomer. He's saying you have a loch of a shomer.
You do have a loch of a shomer. Yeah.
I'm gonna say okay. We'll talk tonight. Okay? So you say you have a din of a shomer, but it's chal a ptur of a ptur in the shmira in your shmira. You're a shomer with a ptur in the shmira. You don't have to watch. Yeah. And Meili says that's he wants a pshanah magamish. Magamish says that the ptur, yeah, the ptur that's chal is only in the rishus of the shomer. Once it goes in the different someone else's rishus, you don't have that p'tur. So merely chai, because l'gabi the second rishus, you are a shomer. Now if the pshat was that you're in a shomer b'chal, then I'm not a shomer. So what's this rishus and the other rishus? I'm not a shomer b'chal. If the pshat, I am a shomer. Elmai chal chalois p'tur in the shmira of the shmira in my being a shomer. That's only l'gabi this rishus, not l'gabi other rishus. That's what Baruch Baruch wants to learn. Okay? Which means that's me saying like the Shach, and he's somehow trying to finagle and to even keep this Rambam. But my problem is, with Baruch Baruch, is that the Rambam Mechaya says his affair is not like that. The Rambam says, Shari Haitzi Adover Hashamur Miyadai Liad Shamer Acher. The Rambam is saying it's Shamur. It's Shomer now. I mean, the coin to Baruch Baruch is not Shomer. It was Chala. By you, by the Shomer, it was Chal a Ptur in the Shmira. Yeah? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says you would might see it. You are might see it at Dover the Dover HaShomer. Yeah. The Dover HaShomer. The object is watched.
No,
it's a Ptur.
Yeah.
The object is watched. He doesn't say.
Yeah.
According to Baruch Baruch, it's not watched. You're prevented from watching it.
Right.
And Rambam says it is watched. It means you're required to watch it.
Dover HaShomer is just another word for Bikavda.
Then why would you say Dover HaShomer?
He's watched.
It's another word for Bikavda.
Oh, it means.
Dover HaShomer, not Shomer.
We'll do a search in the Rambam and find out how many times the word Pekotin shows up and how many times the word Dover HaShomer shows up. No, I'm not going to do a search. I don't have to do a search.
There is a
Shomer. Hoytzi Dover HaShomer Miyadai. The Dover HaShomer. And he's mighty in the other. Dad, he explained why he's Moshe. He's explaining why you're Pesheya. Hoyle Miyach Mirasai. Pesheya, why? Why is it Miyach Mirasai? He's Miyach Mirasai. Why? Because Share, Hoyt Yadav, Rasham Miyadil, Shemracher. It was Shomer on a high level of Shmira, and now he's Mighty. That's what I'm saying. The Chayit's clear in the Rambam. The Chayra, that he is a Shomer. He is a Shomer, like the Nesivis. Okay? So, the Nesivis, yeah, Legabe, whether Bailam or Shomer, Legabe, whether Karka, you consider Shaimer, right? So in the Rambam, it's clear that Baal Mir Shaimer. I said, why you potter Baal, but why Pshir Baal Mir potter? We'll have to say the same as Cheshbin, because of the Joshes. Yeah? But it's clear to me in the Rambam that you are a Shaimer. Yeah? And, but in the Rash Bukhar, it's clear that by Karka, you're not a Shaimer. So in other words, the Chayr of the Nesivis has got the Rambam on his side and the Rashba on his side. It so happens to be, and the Nesivis is wrong in the Rashba, Lagabe, Shlichus Yad, if I maybe supposed to say that, should be fired on Pulse the Nura from the Nesivis over here. But, Bakapan and Lagabe, the Etzim Chakir that we started off with yesterday. Yeah, we wanted to know, what is the gedder of the Torah Baal of Imai? And what is the gedder of the Torah of Karka? Are you a Shaimer, but you're Pater, or you're not a Shaimer B'chal? So from the Rashba, clear that you're not a Shaimer at all by Karka, and still you're Chayiv in Shlichus Yad. And in the Rambam, it's clear, not like the Shach, it's clear, it seems, to my pea brain, that you are a Shaimer Baal of Imai, but still, you have to mechalik between Karka and Baal of Imai, Lagabe, Pshia. Like Nesiva says, the Cheshbon of the Drashas, the fact that Mikra Nidra is the fun of Lefnei Fonav, and it goes even Shem Achinam, it must be even going on Pshia. It doesn't mean that you're not a Shaimer B'chal. Okay. Right. Okay. Look at Gemara. The Tani Seifa. The Chant of Shal Zephara. Mechal Dereish, the Tani, Ima Mamish. Where Mishnah gave two cases, the Shal Zephara for Shal Baale Ima. And the Seifa said, Shal Baalim, the Chant of Shal Zephara. There's one case when the Shail of the Baalim and the Shail of Para is taking place simultaneously. There's another case when the Shail of the Baalim precedes the Shail of the Para. But the Gemara, even Mamish Mishkach is lost. How is the Shail that's both together? Par of Mashiach of Baalim by Mira. This is Rashi. Baalim by Mira, Mishkam Aloi, Hare Parasi. Vani nishol l'cha have a guf inshallah upara akati nechzre mashicha. Now Cain have a leishol v'bayil machak leishol para. So mail comes out al karchach. By definition, it's always going to be sheil v'bayil that the bayil is first, and then the part which is really the seifa. Now, from Rashi, it's Mavor. Now, when the Gemara says, Bailim Bamira, the Gemara means what it says. Why in the Pasha? Bailim Bamira. Not Mechan Atzmai, and not Mamish working, as we'll see maybe in the Rambam. Yeah? There seems to be three Shitas here in the Rishonim. What does it mean by Baal Bamira? Hakapanim, we'll see about that. Rashi says very simple: Misha Amaloi Hare Parasi Bani Nishalin Have a Guf Eshal. What does that mean?
He's considered
a shal. As soon as he said, "Keep Pshutu Kameshmai," Amira means Amira. Wow, Chiddush, huh? Amira is Amira, and that's Luchayra. The sheet of Muki Yosef over here, and the Raiv in a one shot. What does the Gerasim say? He says, even though his love the man of the Baal Mishtabdi Bamira, and the guy has a problem. It's the Baal of Bamira. So that you might think, as soon as the guy says, okay, I'm willing to help you, no, he's high. Can't back out. So he says, no. Right? You know, there's more, as Gemara's Mashma, the Mashicha, the Para, yeah, is like the Baal, is the Amir of the Baal. Right? It's both of them, you can't back out. He says, no. He says, even if they start working, they can back out. Right? Right? Unless it's the Rav. Elach Gamer, Ba'al Ba'mira, the Amir did who? Kaskos Melachim. Ba'mir Ba'alma, Choshev Nishal. Ichsib, Sheir Yisrael Yasu Avla. Says doesn't mean that anything was really chal with the Amira. Nothing is binding with your Amira. Elamai, Sheir Yisrael Yasavla. Jews are straight. Yeah? If you gave your word, they keep your word. You said that you're going to do it for him, so you're going to do it for him. No monkey business. So Mela Le'inyan Shail Babailim, that's cold enough. Le'inyan Shail Babailim, that's enough. Because if you committed yourself, that's the fact that you committed yourself, is enough to be considered Shail Babailim because you're not going to back out. That's the Ravid. Is there she there somewhere? Ravid's? The sheet is on the Ravid. So the first guy says, "Ha Amir Lav Amir B'Chud, Amir is Lav Dafka." The boy has called him Malacha. Oyma Halich Lamalacha. We'll see in Taisis. Inami, how to be aschilu aholchu? Hani mili lechuvim mina. This that we need aschalz malacha. That's only gabe chiyuvim. A mammon you have to pay. And isn't that? Yeah. That's when we come chayit. Our tarumis mi islay mishum dushlegin it up. He's not our taimis. Right. You back out. He's not our taimis. In other words, you can't just not have taimis on people. There's halacha when you're allowed to have it. When you're allowed to have tainus, not tainus. People have tainus. When has tainus? Yeah, you're allowed to have terumis. Alma kolech lehadebe by mir baalma shul ininu. Okay, says the Ravid. It's a little different nusach than the Mugeis. It's basically saying the Mugeis says kashen shal ilayasa habla. He says because you'll have tainus. Could be the same thing. That the point is that even though nothing was really chal with your amira. That's in fact you said you committed yourself. That's enough to make it that you consider a bialim, even though nothing really happened yet. There's no real eschayvus, and that's Charchan Rashi. Rashi just says Mish Amar, yeah. Have a gufay shol. All right, so Rashi Char is clearly like Mukyasev and the right. Taisvis. Tais is not so clear. Tais is not so clear. Picture Yvon. Domel Kamon, the Pirkin. Shas Latav Chavumna, Visapar Masa, Kulu Beidan Avidatayo, Kishel Bayan Domel. Mashma the b'shleipin avetayu loy avashel b'ayim. Our Gemara says b'ayim b'amira, and the Gemara over there says that all these workers, the Shasla is an Atea Krum, Rashi says, the make is dam, Masap a barber, or Masap Anchair. So it's all Kishael Bailam. Be Idan Abadatayu, when they're working, it says, right? When they're working, it's Shael Bailam. Says Rashi, Im Mishai Zebamlachtai, Shal Himenu Behema, Baisa Shah, Umesa Potter. Right? While giving a guy a haircut, or while he's plowing the guy's crumbing, yeah, and make his dime, he borrows something from him. So then, he's considered Shael Bailam. Right? Menachem was Ma'ir this morning. Why? What's the Chiddush L'Chayra Firashi? What's the Chiddush L'Firashi? He's working. He's giving a guy a haircut. What's the Shael? Not Shael Bailam.
Rashi.
What's the Chiddush L'Chayra Firashi? Well, when I say this, what do you mean? What else is there to offer besides Rashi? I'll tell you in a minute. Because there's another pshat that said the Rosh brings down from the Ravid. Ubiidna v'detayu pirush Ravid bizman haroi l'mlacha kama v'afal pish ene oisik ba. The fish ain't a shayli shamed menamlochahu. Rats loyim akivin shu sach lechol bnei here lemlocha zu bechol eis. Already, this is a city barber here. Yeah, he's a city maker's dam, city doctor. Yeah, so he's hired to be on call whenever somebody needs him. That's you know, 9 to 5, whatever it is.
Shayla, he said it's an example of Shayla.
Bechol shah, bechol eis, bechol shah. Have a shell of Bailam, Lchol B'nai here. Kiva Shimit Starach, Lai Mchli Vlasis Mlachtai. So there's two, Lachar is two, and the Kudas Machlaikas between Rash and the Ravid. Right? One is, according to Rashi, it's Dafka, the person they're giving Hekka to. Going to the Ravid, it's everybody, the whole city. You're on call, you're Meshubid to the whole city. If anybody wants a haircut, you gotta give him a haircut. Anyone wants a cousin's dot, you gotta do a cousin's dot. Right? He says, Socha Chobne here. Yeah? Luchosha Hashel Bayam, Chobne here, the Ravid says. According to Rashi, what does Rashi say? This guy, he borrowed something from you, then it's Shael Bailam. It's only this guy. Second of all, according to Rashi, it's Dafka. Like Lashna Gemara. You actually giving the guy a haircut. You actually being make his dam. According to Ravid, no, you're on call. The call is.
Maybe they're not arguing. Maybe they both hold both facts to be true. They both hold
the
city longer than any time.
B'chol eish and tzrichon loy. Rashi says no. Rashi says only when you're working for a guy.
But they're not arguing. They both agree that A, if you are a city barber, you can ask to do it at any time. Then any time if you're not giving a haircut, it's considered bylum. And B, if you're a normal barber,
was it
like not
barber?
City barber, like, as in like the type that you go to when you pay him and then he cuts your hair, then it's only when he's cutting your hair. They're not serious to each other.
It says, the Gemara says, Sapra Masa. Sapra Masa.
That depends on that city.
Sapra Masa, you're a city barber.
Yeah, it depends. Some cities they have each
year. Okay, well, I don't know. Where is the stop? You're a city barber. Anyway, the part of the Ravid, right? You don't have Menachem's question. The Ravid is the name of the Chedushim over here. Two Chedushim we have in the Ravid, right? One is that even when you're not actually working, and second is that it's for everyone, not just that guy. Obviously, if it's not just me working, then there is no one guy that you're not working for, right? Vakapan, there's two things going on in Hilfi Dry. There's a lot going on in Hilfi Dry. Akapanim, Tayyis has a kasha. Kafne Gemara, it's mashma. It's dafka, beidna, but didn't tell you. that it's dafka when you're working. And here it's saying it's Shayla Balma. Here's the Amir Balma. Yesh loymed lav dafka b'idna b'detayu el b'shas halichosan. Ve afilu mizam denatzen leilich v'lasa is choshe b'idna b'detayu. Zog Taisvis that lav dafka is that gemara a little bit harshly. Doesn't mean b'idna b'detayu mamash when you're actually working. Rather when you are preparing yourself to work, or even when you're going to work, yeah, mazminu you mezamden atzman leilich. Yeah, either when you're going, you're actually going, or you're preparing yourself to go. That's already cold. So now, if you look at the Rosh, that same Rosh, the Rosh says like Taisvis. He says, and his Haina Mir Dilael. Yeah? Haina Mir Dilael. Meaning, Bechaira, because there's really a question how to understand this Taisis. Is Taisis saying that you need something in between? In other words, like this. In Rashi, the Ravid, the one Taritz, and Mukhi Yosef, they hold Amira, all you need is Amira. Yeah? And we're ready to jump to the Rambam. Yeah? The Rambam, you have no excuse, no jet lag. The Rambam, the Chayr is Mavur. That what? The Rambam is Mavur. Menachem, what's Mavur in the Rambam?
He holds the Dafnaram.
You need Lacha Mamish. Where do we see that in the Rambam? Because Rambam says in Perek Beis Lach Aleph, Filam Chaver Ashkeni Mayim, V'shal Imenu Behemtai, which is a Gemara of the same Antali and Tzai Zayin. The Rambam adds a few words. Says the Rambam, V'hishkeyo, V'nosan Lo'es Abahema, Hishkeyo, V'nosan Lo'es Abahema. What's the name of the Rambam? Hishkeyo. No. Hishkeyu means he is
drinking.
He is, no.
To give someone else.
Oh, give someone else the drink.
I think that
maybe. Hishkeyu means it, I am being mashke you.
I think you can use drink to also mean giving someone else. I think that is a thing you can do.
What, in English you mean?
In English, yeah.
I'm drinking you. I don't know. Maybe you go by Puerto Ricans. Anyway, ask my mom. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Vashte in the Ramesh. It's off the going. The Sfil Rambam Daf Achashiska Malacha. Kamei Shikasa Beidna Bedetayu. Right? The Gemara says Ramlun's Gemara Kepshutai. The Gemara says Beidna Bedetayu. Veshasin the working. Aval Taisvitz, the Rosh, Afil Kaidim Lachain, B'shah Shaholach. B'shah Shaholach, Rabbi Abraham. Taisvitz, yeah, says the guy, Taisvitz and the Rosh, what do they hold? In the middle. So again, Rashi holds Amir alone. The Rambam holds the other extreme. No. You need Lach Mamish, Eshkei. Now, as of the going, that the Rosh and Taisvis are in the middle. Dainu, you need Alicha. This is a not Mamish Malacha, but going to do the Malacha. Preparing yourself at least to go. Right? And that's what the Rosh says over here. Yeah, that's what the Rosh says. After the Rosh says this, he says, Hainu, Bainu Amir. He's Hainu Amir. Hayna Mira, Hayna Mira Dilel, meaning what I just said now, which is starting to go, yeah. Mizamden umaniden atzma leches. They're starting to move, yeah. Hayna Mira Dilel, Hayna Mira Dilel, meaning the Mira Dilel is also lav dafka. Yeah, everything's lav dafka. Yeah, Bina, the tire is lav dafka, and the mirror is lav dafka. It's something in between. Not this, not that. That's clear in the Rosh, I think. And that's how the Gaon seems to learn Taisa as well. Although, it's not so poshut in Taisa. I think in the Rosh, I think it's clear. It's Hain Amira Delel. Yeah? Hain Amira is not just Amira. Amira is, he did something to start. But in Taisviz, Rabbi Abram wants to say this morning, not like that. And then it's clear in the Maram, not like that. The Hilan Taisviz, not like that. And the Maisa is also Shach. The Shach also says not like that in Taisviz. Because the Shach takes issue with the Machaber. The Shach takes issue with the Machaber. Because the Mechaber shouldn't involve our halacha over here. The Mechaber says, Shal Baal ben Esrat Zaliya Shal, Hapishal Hiskam Lachdai, Hiskam Lechas Hashayil B'Shas L'Shiv Zapara, El Mazmin, right? Sounds familiar? Mazmin Umeich Anatzma Lechas, Choshev Shaper Imei B'Melacha. Avamira Sha'oim Adliya Sha'oloi V'loi Heichen Atzmai B'Melachtoi V'loi Avishel Abay. Amir Ba'alma, where he didn't actually do anything, he wasn't Heichen Atzmai, he didn't start going, he just said, I'm going to go, he just said, I'm going to do it for you, that's not enough, says the Machab. Comes along the Shach and says, Pinkos Fatur, Nirdait Eine Mukruch Bar Rosh. The Mashkos of Rosh, when I was just Medayik in the Rosh, yeah, V'hainu Amir Dulael, Ratz Alayma, the Mukruch Hasam, Loi Ba'inon, Idon Avidatay Amamish. Ruhadin, Loi Ba'inon Achona. El the Mashas Kalmar, Bidna Avidatay, Pirish Rosh came. So he's saying you don't need a ma'is of achana in order that you be considered a violent. Yeah, a mirror alone is enough. But the Gemara of Ibn Abitayo means you did achana, but not that you actually need achana. But Amira Batsim is enough also. So the Maram Batsim learns it up in the next few words of Taisus. Because Taisus says, Avavadai, Mishas Amira. Shell, here's a shell in the girsa. Shell kaidim psak malacha. The words don't flow. So Maram says, and they look in the girsa on the side. Sarach loimar, vade mishas amira. Shell pisuk kaidim malacha loichash shell lebay. Taisa says an amira before the amira shell pisuk. Kaidim malacha, meaning an amira of pisuk dainu, an amira that I'm making up with you that I'm going to work for you as an amira of pisuk kaidim malacha, yeah, loichash of sheil b'bayin. So how do you mean? What does that mean? So l'chayra, like the gain. Right, like the Pasha of the Rosh, I think. What he means is, but an Amir alone, just an Amir that I will work for you. That alone is not enough. You need Mechan Atzmai. An Amira, Kaidim, Amira, again, Amira Shel Pisuk, before the actual Malacha, right? Amir alone just an amira, that's not good enough. No, an amira that I'm going to work, that alone is not enough. That has to be make an atzmah to actually start working.
It has to be present.
After he does something. When Taisa before said, you need that. He's saying, but amira alone, amira, a pisuk, amira that I'm making up and work for you, that alone is not good enough. Meaning, amira alone is not enough. Meaning, what Rashi says is not enough. You need something in between. That's why I would learn those words of Taisis. But, as Rabin pointed out, and the Maram himself, it's clear he's not learning the words of the Maram. Like, I want to learn the words of the Maram. I guess the Maram didn't have the Eis V'Hadah, just has the words. But Maram says, Pirish, Upais Imai, Umafticha Bidvarim, Lasis Malachna, Ba'is Amir, Ba'is Dvarim, Lechoshel Bailim. Amir shemeichen atzmel lacha. Ram says. So what does it mean? Taisa says, Amir of pisuk is inachai. It's not called ba'il. So what does it mean? Mar says ba'amira, ba'al ba'amira. So he says, what does it mean? Amir shemeichen atzmel lacha. The way I would say is. Right, Amir is lav dafka. It means mechin. Right? Taisa says Amira alone is not enough. You need mechin. So what does the Gemara say in Amira? Amira means mechin. Maram doesn't say that. Maram says Amira that you are being mechin. The Hainu, the way it's clear in the Maram, like everyone was saying in the Maram at least, right? That what Taisa Shita, that's Amira alone is enough. But it has to be not an amira that you're gonna work, but amira at some point, amira that the amira itself is achana. Okay, I'm gonna start working now. So it's, even though you didn't, right? The amira has an amira of achana. The amira that I'm saying I'm gonna work right now. That's enough. You don't need to actually start going or prepare yourself to go. Entices. That's more like Rashi, but it's not just an amira of pisuk, an amira that you're gonna work. It has to be an amira. It has to be an amira that you're being mukhan right now to work. So that's a shaila how to read. That's a shaila how to read Taisa. That's machlekes. That's the chayim machlekes of the mechaber and the shach. The mechaber says amira alone doesn't work. And that's the chayim. I think the pashim shan the Rashi. Rashi says hain amira delel. Right. But the Shach and the Maram, or Abraham, they're all learning Taisus. The Taisus holds that Amir alone works, but what the Chilke is making in, there has to be an Amira of a Chana as opposed to an Amira, which is just that you're going to work at some point.